Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man, Jeff's really pounding the hell out of that gavel. Holy cow. With authority. Let's hear it one more time. All Rise for Judge Donnie, brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The venerable Judge Donnie is in Delaware. For tax purposes, maybe. Also there to visit his family. So we have a new judge. Judge Jeff, who was working in an appellate court. Judge Hawk has been brought in here to preside over a very difficult case, a complicated case. And that's the question of whether or not the Steelers will win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. Arguing for that is borrowed from the Top Dog Law Division. Dom DiTommaso, Esquire. And I will represent the law school that did produce a man from Delaware, Joe Biden, and that is the Syracuse Law School. And I will be arguing against Aaron Rodgers winning a playoff game. Quick aside, my commencement speaker for graduation was some no-name who I'd never heard of, although something happened where like he was in battle and like part of his like face got blown off. But then he was somehow like miraculously recovered from it. So I guess actually it's a pretty cool story. But the point is the next year it was Joe Biden. So I don't even remember that guy's name. The next year I went back because I had friends who graduated, including the girl I was dating at the time. And we went back to see Biden. My mom went to support these people with me. And she was ecstatic that at the Carrier Dome they were serving beer for a commencement address.
Oh, that's... that's top notch, right?
So you
got
to see if that's still next May for you, Dom.
What if beer is still being sold at the commencement ceremony?
Yeah.
Mello spoke this past year, and now I think we're going to get someone on a much lower level.
I think Tim Benz told me he had Kermit the Frog.
What?
I swear to God.
Kermit the Frog did not give the commencement ceremony
at Cuse. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Kermit the Frog. Who gave yours, Jeff? You don't remember?
I was so hungover, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I love that out of Jeff.
I wasn't bad for my graduation, but the next year when I went back, I was pretty...
Do you have shorts underneath the... or
I don't think
that
so.
That I do remember. Because it was outside. It was, we had shorts.
All right. This is the way it works. Dom will get 2 minutes to make his case. I'll get 2 minutes to make mine. We'll each get a minute for closing final arguments. Go ahead.
Jeff, if I may approach the stand.
You may.
And I've been watching a lot of Better Call Saul.
Are you standing?
I'm ready for this. I can stand. Make it very official. Jeff, let's look at where the Steelers were last year. They were a 10-win playoff team with two quarterbacks that people were very excited to run out of town. So now you take that exact same team, double-digit wins, made the postseason, and if you look at their roster, they really haven't gotten worse anywhere. In fact, they're probably going to be better at wide receiver. I think DK instead of Pickens is kind of a lateral move, but I would argue DK is a little more talented, and you remove the headache that Pickens is. So wide receiver is an upgrade. Running game, I think, is going to be better. Offensive line should be better. Defense should be just as good. And you still have Mike Tomlin, who I think is one of the best coaches in football. Now, where we get the playoff win is at the quarterback position. Because you replace a Russell Wilson, who everybody was sick and tired of, with a guy, Aaron Rodgers, who was top 10 in yards and touchdowns last year, had better numbers than the MVP Josh Allen, than the Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be as motivated as anybody going into this season. So a team last year, 10 wins, made the playoffs, is incredibly better at the most important position, and everywhere else they are, if anything, also improved. So Jeff, this is going to be a team that not only makes the playoffs, but wins a playoff game and very possibly makes the AFC Championship game.
Your Honor, the drug-sniffing dogs must have taken the day off on the way through the courtroom today when our man from Top Dog Law Firm came in to make his case for the Steelers winning a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. He is using an argument or a rhetorical device that I've seen and heard several other low-budget attorneys use, and that is the idea that, hey, look at the Steelers last year. Now add Aaron Rodgers, therefore they'll be better. You know who else made that mistake? His last team, the Jets. With Zach Wilson in 2023, they went 7-10. They brought back Sauce Gardner. They brought back Quinn and Williams. They brought back Breece Hall. They brought back Garrett Wilson. Hey, they even brought in his friend, Devontae Adams. They went from 7-10 to 5-12. My counterpart here likes to argue things like, look at where Aaron Rodgers ranked in passing yards last year. All right, so let's do that for a second. Geno Smith threw for more yards than him. Sam Darnold threw four more yards than him. If we just do something as rudimentary and elementary as let's look up who threw the most passing yards last year, well, by that logic, Darnold and Geno Smith are better. I'm going to just throw a dart at a board here and pull up a random year. Let's do, I don't know, the 2019 regular season. There it is. Who led the league in passing yards that season? Jameis Winston. Your Honor, does that make him the best quarterback in the NFL for that year? So you're not getting anywhere with passing yard stats. The stat that matters here is this, Your Honor. In the entire history of football, over 100 years of NFL football, only one quarterback at 41 years old has won a playoff game. That man's name is Tom Brady. If you think Aaron Rodgers is just as good and just as dedicated, well, then you can make that in your closing argument, intern Don, but we know that's not the case.
Mr. DiTommaso, do you have a closing argument?
I do, Jeff. Thank you. I'm going to stand back up.
Thank you.
So first of all,
that's not helping you, by the way.
Don't tell me what's helping me. My argument is helping me. Judge Jeff, first of all, Pony brings up the Jets and how he did not succeed there last year. No quarterback has succeeded with the Jets in years. It is a miracle that Aaron Rodgers put up the numbers that he did with a team that has been littered with disaster for the past decade plus. Pony brings up Geno Smith, who had a career revitalization last season, and he brings up Sam Darnold, who also had a career revitalization and won 14 games. So if you're going to compare Aaron Rodgers to those two, I'm good with that. You bring up the stats and how they compare to other people. Judge Jeff, the reason I bring up these stats is not to say he's one of the best top four quarterbacks in football. It is to say that he's not washed, like everybody likes to bring up. And so if you're getting an Aaron Rodgers who's won four MVPs and a Super Bowl to a team that last year was already pretty successful, yes, you're winning a playoff game. And hold on.
No, it's his time is up here, Judge.
Judge Jeff, people said the same thing about Tom Brady, Peyton Manning,
Brett
Favre.
We'll give him some leniency.
What?
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, my God. This is unprecedented.
People said the same thing about Tom Brady when he left New England, Peyton Manning when he left Indy, Brett Favre when he went to the Vikings, and how'd it turn out for them, Judge Jeff?
Mr. Filippone.
Well, again, researching things, obviously not a strong suit of our just-finished legal student intern, Dom, because he's citing numbers and names of guys like Brett Favre and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, who were all much younger than Aaron Rodgers when they changed teams. I don't know how Peyton Manning going to Denver at 36 years old is the same thing as a guy at 41. You then circled back and said, oh, I'd love for Aaron Rodgers to be compared to Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. What's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that. We're arguing in this courtroom right now, will Aaron Rodgers win a playoff game in 2025? You know who didn't win playoff games in 2025? Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. So why would you want your guy lumped in with them? People that did win playoff games last year, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. If you, Judge, and others out there, the jury's not here, they're not important, but if you out there believe that Aaron Rodgers is just as good as those guys, well, then go ahead and rule in his favor today, but we know they're not.
We ready for a verdict?
I'll stand.
While a compelling case was made by Mr. DiTomaso.
Yes! Woo!
He lost me when he said AFC championship game.
Damn right.
Jeff, don't worry about that. Worry about playoff game.
Too bad the decision's already been made. You can appeal somewhere else.
And then you went too far, the ruling in favor of Mr. Filippone.
Absurd. I demand a recount.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.